This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump on in there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners generally on the Discord server, but the call-in line rooms will allow you to get on the air with us and sound really good. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've got some, I think, some political news to kind of start this out. I find politics to generally be distasteful and disgusting, and here's a perfect example of why. I know you've got a story that you can follow this up with, Daryl, about something going on in D.C. But first, let's look at Utah, where, according to NPR, the vote that went down this last November on medical cannabis.
Right, the one that unsurprisingly wound up passing. I say that because everybody in Utah knew it was going to pass, but people outside of Utah were like, wait a second, the Mormons?
Yeah.
The Mormons are doing this?
And they did it. And I don't remember what the percentage was, but I mean, it wasn't an overwhelming supermajority, but it was a solid win, I think, for it, if I recall correctly. But that's not where the process ends, I'm afraid. According to NPR, Utah lawmakers are getting ready to meet in a special lame duck session on Monday to rewrite a medical marijuana law that voters passed this November. Patient advocates are saying the move is an end run around voters.
Didn't they try this in Maine as well?
I don't know what they are doing in Maine. They are definitely, I've heard they're dragging their feet, but I don't know all the details on,
because
on how that's
if
going
I
down.
Remember correctly, the governor did everything he could not to actually sign off on, yes, this actually passed.
Right.
And then I thought I remember reading that the legislature wanted to try to do something because what passed was, it's a citizen initiative, something that adds stuff to statute. They're like, well, maybe we can amend the statute to not do the thing that they adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just dragging their feet, and it's going to be sometime next year, I think, before they have recreational cannabis sales in Maine.
Sounds a lot like Brexit, actually.
Well, while they wait, all of their people in the southwestern corner of Maine are probably traveling down to Massachusetts so they can buy it legally down at the two stores that are available down there, where they made $2.2 million in revenue in just the first 5 days of legal cannabis
sales. Portland to Boston is only a couple hours.
Yeah, and there is one that's relatively close to Boston.
Right.
So, for the past year, Julie King, the mother of four from Saratoga Springs, Utah, has been a vocal proponent of medical marijuana after she discovered she has an adverse reaction to opioids. Over the summer, King was diagnosed with a subset of sarcoma, which is a rare form of cancer. She says, cannabis is an option for me, for this very rare, very highly recurrent cancer, and I want it as an option, she says. She, like thousands of Utahns, signed on to a citizen-led petition to put medical cannabis on the ballot this November. The initiative, called Proposition 2, passed with nearly 53% support. All right, so
not the
most solid of leads, but still, it passed. In Utah.
And this was a 50% pass instead of the usual two-thirds
in
a lot of cases.
Right. In early October, a coalition of Republican lawmakers, joined by doctors, some pro-cannabis advocates, and leaders in the Mormon Church, announced that regardless of whether the measure passed, they would draft another version of the law shortly after the election. This version, they said, would address concerns about public safety. All the danger that this plant presents to the public, to safety. I mean, has anybody ever been hit by a brick of marijuana? Because that could hurt.
Hold on. I've got it. plants, as you know, take in, or wait, no, they take in carbon dioxide. So
that doesn't work.
We can't wind up saying that they're contributing to global warming.
No, but what you do in a lot of it, in a lot of instances, burn the marijuana to get your THC.
That's true.
So you're and then you're adding.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're so it might not be bad to the. So not only is it bad to your lungs, but you're actually harming the world.
Yes.
Yes. you think that's where these guys were going?
Probably. According to Utah House Speaker Republican Greg Hughes, quote, "I think we're trying to strike a strong middle ground on how we deliver for patient access medical marijuana in a safe way and also protect the public from unintended consequences." You know, we talk about unintended consequences here on Free Talk Live when it comes to prohibition.
Yep.
And when it comes to the idea that, oh, you want people to stop using drugs, so you make it illegal, right? That's for the purported reason why prohibition exists, isn't it? In order to stop people from using drugs. Well, that doesn't work. But not only that, not only does it not work, the unintended consequences of prohibition are rife. I mean, there are many of them.
Black market?
The black market, which, of course, results in violence between drug gangs and therefore violence spilling over into innocent people's lives. Then, of course, you've got the price that you pay for these drugs on the black market, which is driven up dramatically because of all the violence and the risk involved in the black market.
Yep.
So the prices are dramatically higher than they otherwise would be, which leads people to not be able to afford the drugs they want to buy, in this case, cannabis. And I'm not saying a whole lot of people are knocking over convenience stores to buy their bag of weed, but that is one of the unintended consequences of prohibition, is there are people who will commit violence and people who will commit robbery and theft, breaking and entering, in order to get the money that they need to purchase drugs.
And then all of a sudden you have law enforcement with all that captured loot. And what are they going to do? Are they just going to let it sit in evidence for the next year? Or
sometimes they take it.
No, they spray paint on the, or not spray paint, but they do generally, if it's a nice vehicle, they'll paint on the back, "This used to belong to a drug criminal, and now it's ours."
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of the actual substance in question. You know, it's just going
to
start.
Oh, they use that to plant it on young black kids that run away.
You've got that option, yes. You got to sell it your own. You know, just like this Florida gang.
So, yeah, more corruption in the police force. Of course, all kinds of wasted police hours and time where they could be actually investigating real crimes with a victim.
Right.
All of this time spent instead on marijuana users. So the unintended consequences are of prohibition. Those are the unintended consequences people should be talking about. But here's what Greg Hughes from the Utah House Speaker position
real quick,
says.
Speaking of prohibition, alcohol prohibition ended. Today's the anniversary.
Right. How many hundred?
85 years, yeah. I think.
Wow.
I'm going to take a second and take a drink of something that may or may not be whatever it is.
Wait a minute. Didn't they outlaw it in 1917? Wasn't that when they outlawed it?
Right. But
then it came back in like...
The repeal of prohibition was, I believe, 1933. And that's what... That's the anniversary today, is the repeal
of alcohol prohibition.
Yes.
Just to be clear, nobody really learned their lesson, unfortunately. You know, even though all of the unintended consequences we just talked about were present during alcohol prohibition as well. Not to mention the other one, which is to say more dangerous product. So crack cocaine, methamphetamine, these are drugs.
More potent product.
And more dangerous. Right.
Right,
because it's more potent, because it's also more dangerous, because it's made in unclean circumstances. You know, bathtub gin would have been the example from back in the day. And some of that stuff made people go blind back in the days of alcohol prohibition.
Right, and do you know who was poisoning a lot of that stuff? It wasn't the people that were making it. It was...
Law enforcement
that were poisoning it.
That's sick.
To prove a point of, see, this stuff's dangerous. You can go blind drinking that.
So he says the unintended consequences included. We can talk about alcohol.
Who's the he?
This is the Utah Speaker of the House.
All right.
But if we want to talk about alcohol, that would be, I think, good to talk about coming up here. He says the unintended consequences, say, are keeping the drug out of the hands of children. How's that an unintended consequence? And opening the door to recreational pot in neighboring Colorado and Nevada.
Well, you see, Ian, if we let you go buy something at the store, then little Timmy is going to think that it's candy and he's going to eat it.
Well, I mean, there are marijuana candies. So, I mean, I can understand the objection that people have
to
this.
Right, you can also buy bleach at the store.
That's true. But that doesn't smell good. I mean, the odds are little Timmy's not going to want to down a cup of bleach. And if he does try it,
but your alcohol smells good.
There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown. But these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where you can join us. We're talking about Utah. where the people of Utah, the voters, passed, 53% of them passed medical cannabis, which was an amazing feat for a very conservative state like Utah. And, you know, obviously the writing's been on the wall on this for years, but you would think a state like Utah would have been, you know, the last to fall instead of, I think, still in the 30s range. Now, we're not quite into the 40s as far as the number of the 50 states that are that have gone to medical cannabis.
Right, and it depends on, and I know that I mention this pretty much any time we discuss how many states, depends on how you count.
Yeah.
Because there are some states that allow for what's referred to as an affirmative defense, where it's not authorized in statute, you can't purchase it, a doctor can't prescribe it, but if you wind up getting cited with possession, you can tell the judge, I'm taking it for medical reasons, and then that's accepted as a valid defense.
So you have to have a doctor's note in order to make that defense? Because otherwise everybody's just going to make that defense.
I don't know.
I suspect you probably do.
But my guess is, and again, you know, it's going to vary state to state of the states that allow this affirmative defense, but they're not going to let you wind up saying, oh, yeah, I've got an ingrown hair. I need medical weed. But if it's something that pretty much every state that has medical cannabis allows somebody to use it for, like, I have cancer, then the judge would be, you know, pretty dumb to wind up, you know, throwing a cancer patient in jail.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me either, but if the state has affirmative defense and they have cancer and here's medical records showing I have cancer and here's a list of every state that has therapeutic cannabis where doctors can prescribe it and every one of them allows cancer patients to have weed, then the judge would be, like I say, you know, pretty dense to wind up convicting that person instead of accepting their defense.
Let's go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You're on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead.
Well, hi, guys. I wanted to go over what I started on yesterday. Didn't quite have a chance to get into it.
And what was that?
Very well. That is a math problem to figure out how much CO2 we would add to the atmosphere if we burned up all the fuel in an instant. Now, the reason that I came up with this question was because I look out the window when I'm flying at 35,000 feet, and I've observed with my own eyeballs how small people are in comparison to this great, big, beautiful blue ball that we're on. We are so tiny and so insignificant that way back in the day, I started looking for smokestacks with pollution coming out of them, you know, because supposedly, if you were to believe the people that want to tax us to death on carbon emissions, supposedly there are these big smokestacks belching out power, smoke everywhere. And if you're at the bottom of the smokestack looking up at it, yes, it looks pretty bad. Go and look out the window at 35,000 feet and try to find those smokestacks. They are so insignificantly small on this planet that it's crazy to believe that the activity of us little tiny microscopic animals on this planet could possibly affect it. So what I did, came up with a just kind of an intellectual problem for myself, and anybody else can do this as well. I challenged people yesterday. I looked up all the known reserves on this planet of fossil fuels, coal, natural gas, crude oil. You add all those up, you figure out how much CO2 it would take to burn all of how much CO2 will be emitted if you burn all of those fuels in an instant. Then you take the mass of the atmosphere. You can also look that up on Wikipedia. And then you figure out the increase in the mass of atmosphere if you emit all that CO2 in it. It comes out to be a very, very tiny insignificant. And that is the question, the problem that I brought up yesterday. And I really didn't get a chance to explain it very well. But when I ran the numbers, and it's all just basic math, it's all just multiplication, division. They are extremely large numbers, so you need to use scientific notation or do like I did and just plug all the numbers into a spreadsheet and have the spreadsheet churn the numbers for you.
Okay.
But it comes out to be a very, very small amount of CO2. And this is one of the reasons I've been a skeptic all my life. Once people tell me things, I just believe it unless I try it myself. And looking out the window at 35,000 feet, it tends to put things in perspective.
Mm.
And we are very, very tiny, insignificant little creatures on this planet.
I tend to agree with that particular viewpoint, but, you know, you can't blame people for feeling like they're more significant than they actually are, right? Like, that's a human condition where people believe the world revolves around them, and so therefore a large group of them must be incredibly significant, but you're saying you don't believe it, you don't buy it.
No, in fact, there's a YouTube channel called something sauce. What is it? It's a scientific guy. Anyway.
You're talking Vsauce?
Vsauce. Great, great bunch of videos. He's got one video where he shows if you take all 7 billion 7 billion people on this planet and pile them up in the Grand Canyon. In fact, I'm going to put that on the Discord, that picture. But if you pile them all up in the Grand Canyon, it's a small little bump. All 7 billion people piled in one place. Are a little tiny bump. It's just not even enough to even worry about. Hmm. We couldn't bother this planet if we tried.
Yep. Yeah, wouldn't we all fit in Texas or something comfortably?
Oh, I imagine.
Oh, so. Comfortably fit in Los like one county in California. I mean, you can put 7 billion people in there.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of different maps showing if the human population density were that of, say, Hong Kong. Everybody would fit in, like, Louisiana.
Hmm. Wow.
If it were as dense as, you know, someplace that's kind of spread out, it would be, like, all of the Midwest.
Hmm. So there's plenty of space. Someone mentioned the Earth revolving around you. That used to be the sense that mm-hmm. people had. Or no, that's become the sense, but what do you think that's led to this, where people do feel so insignificant that they have to... reach for these grandiose schemes and scams to make themselves feel more important? You think there may be a loss of, you know, of religion across the globe might have led to this?
I don't know if that led to this, but I mean, I think reality is that in this last 100 years, we've been able to picture ourselves for what we really are, and we are very, very tiny. I just posted that picture on the...
You posted a picture of the mound of people in the Grand Canyon.
It's like an anthill.
Yeah. There's no way that little biomass that you see piled up there, that little tiny mass of biology, could possibly affect this big, huge planet. It's just... It doesn't even make sense.
Beyond all the fear-mongering, the proposals that these people tend to have is that you basically, to solve global warming, pay money to the government.
Yeah, look at France.
Like, how the hell is that going to do anything? Like, even if you do believe that there's a problem here, how is it that giving money to the government is going to do anything about it?
Well, the Gunderman Goon Squad always feels that the solution to every problem is to give them more money. They've never solved the problem yet.
Gene, thanks for the call. They certainly have created more, though. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. In fact, we'll talk more about prohibition and its consequences. Go back to alcohol prohibition as well, coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush arrived in Houston at Ellington Field after the plane conducted a ceremonial flyover over his presidential library in College Station. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. W shares his final conversation he had with his dad.
I said, "Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father." And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
Ohio senators are expressing their disappointment after GM's decision to take a plant that was in Lordstown, Ohio, and not put jobs there. Instead, they're opening a new factory down in Mexico. Senator Rob Portman met with GM CEO Mary Barra today in Washington, D.C.
We believe that the workers and the community around Lordstown have proved themselves time and time again for almost 5.5 decades. Those workers have done their part.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl. Of course, you can bring up anything. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. It is the anniversary of the repeal of alcohol prohibition, and we're talking about cannabis prohibition, and we can talk about the alcohol side of things here in a little bit. If you would like to join us as well to celebrate or mourn or whatever it is you want to discuss here, you can do that. 855-450-FREE to mourn the fact that prohibition continues. Even though the lessons from alcohol prohibition were pretty stark, pretty clear, people should have been able to figure that stuff out, but nope, they continue to prohibit guns and prohibit drugs and prohibit
nicotine.
Nicotine,
Welcome to Keene.
We're seeing
they've been talking about that all week on the radio this week about the nicotine ban that's going on. Probably be voted on tomorrow.
An expansion of the nicotine prohibition. Right now, people under the age of 18 are prohibited from having nicotine-related products. And if this passes, and it's gonna.
It's gonna
overwhelmingly pass.
And the next step will be the state.
This is going to make it so people who are 18, 19, and 20 will not be allowed to possess or to have sold to them nicotine-related products, including e-cigarettes and vape juice.
Whether there's nicotine in them or not.
Correct.
Because the New Hampshire statute refers to tobacco products, and then that is so broadly defined as to include anything that basically somebody puts to their mouth and puffs on.
So, you want to comment? You're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. And when do you want to spot that burglar? Is it when he's casing your home or after he's in? You can ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home, or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable, and Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all Outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd. While supplies last, just visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company. So, in Utah, where 53% of the voting people voted in favor of Proposition 2, which put cannabis, medical cannabis, into, well, what was supposed to be a legalization system. However, the government's so-called representatives have decided they're going to go ahead and try their hand at changing things a little bit, or maybe a lot, according to the story here at NPR.org. In early October, a coalition of Republican lawmakers, joined by doctors, some pro-cannabis advocates, and leaders in the Mormon Church, announced that regardless of whether the measure passed, they would be drafting another version of the law shortly after the election. They said they would address concerns about public safety in their version. The Republican Utah House Speaker said that the unintended consequences include keeping the drug out of the hands of children and opening the door to recreational pot, like in neighboring Colorado and Nevada. The new bill, and all the, by the way, the revenue to the states in those, you know, those areas, they're making a bunch of money off of this stuff. I guess Utah doesn't want anything to do with that. The new bill, released just before Thanksgiving, narrows the list of qualifying illnesses. So I don't have the list in front of me, but sorry to those of you who had that one of those illnesses that was going to be included. They're going to try to take your new medicine away from you. They also tightened the distribution, sale, and format of the drug. Julie King has read the new legislation, all 187 pages. And so you thought the medical cannabis bill in New Hampshire was long, Daryl. My God. 187 pages in Utah. She says she's not a big fan. Among her concerns is the bill was mostly crafted behind closed doors, excluding patient advocates, and conceded to demands from opponents like the Mormon Church, which has a large influence on Utah's politics. In the newest version, King would qualify for a card as a pain patient, but would have to make her case before a so-called compassionate use board.
So I do have the list of qualifying conditions as passed by voters.
Okay.
And it's not too lengthy. HIV, AIDS, or other autoimmune disorder, Alzheimer's, ALS, cancer, cachexia, or wasting disease characterized by physical wasting such as weight and muscle loss,
mm-hmm.
a condition manifest by nausea or malnutrition associated with chronic disease, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis or other gastrointestinal disorder, epilepsy or other disorder causing seizures, multiple sclerosis or other condition causing muscle spasms, PTSD, autism, any rare condition or disease affecting less than 200,000 individuals in the United States, chronic or debilitating pain, if a physician determines that the individual is at risk of becoming dependent on or overdosing on opiate pain medication or is otherwise unable to use opiates, other condition evaluated on case-by-case basis.
Yeah, so they're striking the idea that you can just have a physician make this decision, and now you're going to have to go in front of a compassionate use board and beg them as a pain patient. Now, we don't know which ones they're striking off of that list at this point, but the rewrite has become so contentious that two of the main patient groups that helped launch Proposition 2 have split, one in support of the deal, the other threatening to sue. During the bill's only public hearing, more than 70 people signed up to speak, mostly in opposition. Rocky Anderson, representing the two patient groups, which are called Together for Responsible Use and Cannabis Education and the Epilepsy Association of Utah, said it was a capitulation to the opponents of Proposition 2. They say this is not a compromise piece of legislation. Connor Boyack, leader of the pro-medical marijuana group, Utah Patients Coalition, says critics are overreacting. He says, I operate from reality and not fantasy. He says, while he wishes the legislature would leave the measure as it is, that's not going to happen. He says, quote, the legislature has the full authority to repeal an entire ballot initiative if they wanted to. That's kind of why we entered into these negotiations in anticipation of their trying to gut what we had done in Proposition 2. much of the criticism. And that's unfortunate that these politicians can just go right in there and completely destroy everything that these people worked so hard for. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is not easy to get, number one, anything on the ballot anywhere, for the most part. You've got to collect probably, I don't know how many in Utah, but in some places like California, 500,000 signatures. So it's probably tens of thousands, if not 100,000 signatures in a place like Utah. Again, just speaking off of general experience about petition gathering. And it's not easy. And then, of course, you got to spend a bunch of money promoting, advertising. You got to spend money to counter the counter propaganda, because the other side that wants to keep prohibition as is, they're going to spend a bunch of money to tell people on billboards and radio and television ads how scary medical marijuana is. You got to counter all that stuff and spend countless hours and time and, you know, effort and money doing this.
Yeah, it makes what I have to do every year trying to get school board initiatives, school district initiatives on the ballot.
Right.
Look like a walk in the park because they do.
You got to get 25 signatures.
Yeah, 25. Right. But they do the exact same thing. You get it in there and they try to undo it. You get all the school cronies try to. They do it every year.
Well, they have been, but this next year that's going to change. So we'll talk about that later.
In Utah, they needed 101,744 valid signatures. Which is a lot, especially considering that
it's a small state.
You know, Utah is not that big of a state.
Population-wise, at least.
Right.
So, anyway, they can repeal the whole thing. Much of the criticism surrounding the overhaul is related to involvement by representatives from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which objected to Proposition 2 but are now backing the compromise. Governor Gary Herbert, who plans to sign the bill, has defended the church's seat at the table. He said at a news conference this month, quote, I think certainly the LDS Church has influence because most of the people in Utah, the majority, happen to be members of that church. But you could say the same thing if you were in Massachusetts about the Catholic Church. Is that true? Is Massachusetts that much of a Catholic state?
I think it is.
Nominal Catholics.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. More about what they're trying to do to the will of the voters. And if it was 53%, they probably know they're pretty safe in that odds are voters aren't going to kick most of them out of office. They probably don't have the numbers to pull that off. So many of them probably feel like they can get away with this without any real electoral negative effects coming down the wire or coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm and jump into any one of those. We'll join in there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, which is me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We'll get back to the government in Utah. State representatives there planning to basically get rid of the medical cannabis bill that was passed via voting this year and replace it with one that's much worse. And we can tell you a little bit more about that. But let's go first to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
It's what we do. Go ahead.
I've been following a thread on a place called Tears of Silence. And one of the postings there was of a photograph, and it turns out that this cop was shot in duty or something like that. And actually, there was a canine police dog there as well, and was shot as well, but the dog survived. I didn't know that, but you know, everybody else is like loving the business of copping and. From you guys, isn't it the truth that probably the greatest use of police dogs as of late is prosecuting the drug war?
And using them to march up and down school hallways and line the kids up and search their backpacks.
You know, looking for drugs.
Yeah.
They wouldn't need to look for drugs if they didn't have a prohibition going on, would they?
No doubt. They do use police dogs for a couple other purposes, like searching for a body or
right.
a missing person.
Cadaver dogs.
Bomb-sniffing dogs.
There's also bomb-sniffing. So those are more legitimate uses for a police dog.
Actual criminals that are... Mm-hmm. on the lam or whatever out in the hinterlands.
Correct.
And you know, so, but I would say that my guess, and not, I don't know the stats, maybe somebody does, it is not the actual number of uses of police dogs, a huge portion of which is the location of contraband, right?
Absolutely.
Anyways, I just kind of dove into this thread to tell people on Facebook, the drug war is what this is about. You know, it's not good. You know,
did you
dogs
convince
are
any of them?
Fabulous. And, well, you know, I actually got a lot of likes on the.
Mean you convinced anyone. That just means people who like what you said.
No, there's agreeable. But I mean, I've certainly made my attempts at, you know, because all that they do, of course, is call me names and, it's like, come on, folk. I just tell them, you know, look at the evidence. Look at the evidence. And none of these people want to bother, you know?
No, I mean, not even the state representatives who for years have had the evidence put straight into their face by various different, people testifying at these hearings about ending the war on drugs, specifically the war on cannabis. And they've had, I don't know, at least a decade worth of evidence that I've been watching them being delivered, and they've ignored a whole bunch of it. And we've only got the most weak, you know, one of the weakest decriminalization bills that got passed in 2017.
Yeah.
We now have a governor who steadfastly refuses to do anything on full-on legalization. Although, to the guy's credit, he at least signed the decrim bill, which his predecessor, who was a Democrat, did not do. So, you know, he deserves a little bit of credit for that. But he's now sticking his feet in the mud and saying, I'm not going any further.
Yeah, show him a graph of cop deaths during alcohol prohibition,
mm-hmm.
and then the decline,
right.
and then the resurgence of cop deaths during the war on drugs. And what we need to do is find out a dog deaths during that time as well. And
police dogs?
Police dogs.
Did they have
I think a lot more. Well, I mean, pets are being killed by, the happenstance owners of someone that gets pointed at by, or pointed to for the SWAT teams to come in and raid the homes of people often that are completely innocent, let alone, just a drug.
Yeah, there's a website out there that actually tracks cops killing dogs. I think it's called Puppyside, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds right.
Yeah,
but,
it's
pretty disturbing.
There you go. Yeah, so there was a big claim in this thread about how they're saving lives, with the dogs, sniffing out drugs. And I'm sorry. No, that isn't happening.
Well, I'd like to know exactly how they believe that a police dog is saving anyone's life. Is the idea that if they find a batch of heroin, that therefore the customers who are likely just looking for a new dealer, if you, bust their current dealer, the customers, because they don't get their heroin that moment that they were going to, like, no, I don't get my heroin immediately tonight. Now I've got to go walk around and find another dealer or call up all my friends or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to somehow keep somebody from dying. I mean, come on.
Well, it's a combination of, losing their lives to overdose and also losing their lives to a life of crime, a life of living in the ditch. And, of course, they don't want their kids rubbing shoulders with his crew, so they're more than happy to take him off the streets, and of course they get right back on the streets, and so it's just a repeat cycle, repeat loop.
Well, if anything, it's going to put people in greater danger. If you take because one of the problems with people dying, and thank you by the way for the call tonight, Bad Slave. I appreciate the topic. One of the problems, the major problem with drug deaths, is overdose from inconsistent batches, badly cut. These are different reasons why people overdose. They don't overdose on purpose. They didn't likely
most
take,
of the time.
Yeah, like 99% of the time, it's somebody who's accidentally overdosing and dies because of that. And usually it's because they got either a bad batch or a batch that was way stronger than they thought it was going to be.
Right.
And they end up taking what they thought was their typical dose, but it ends up being 10 times or 100 times stronger or whatever, and then they end up dying because
of that. Sometimes it's just, you know, 3 times stronger.
Yeah, it just was enough to kill them. And so if you take a dealer off the streets...
Who knows what he's doing.
Who actually had, let's say, somewhat consistent batches of heroin, and then make it so all of his customers are now looking desperately to find another dealer, and then they find another dealer, they don't know what they're getting when it comes to that new batch.
Right.
So it may actually cause more deaths to take these dealers off the streets. Because, again, if you don't stop the demand, you're never going to stop the supply. The police will constantly brag about how, oh, look at this big haul of drugs. They put the picture up, you know,
right,
the pile of heroin with the cash, the guns, whatever it is they found in the raid. Like, look what we got. We're putting a stop to this in the streets.
And then let's give let's give another example. When you go to the store and you buy Tylenol or aspirin or, mm-hmm, you know, whatever the generic version is that is sold by, you know, whatever
CVS
drugstore, you know it's going to be the same whether you buy it at the CVS here in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's
or
right.
You buy it at the CVS in someplace in California.
And you have reviews.
Yep.
Right, and you've got reviews, and you know, but the main thing is it's a consistent product because
that's
it's
right,
being sold over the counter in the open. Things that aren't sold in the open aren't going to be as consistent.
Exactly right. So we need to end prohibition. We can talk about the end of alcohol prohibition coming up here in a moment since tonight is the anniversary of
woo-hoo
that. But one more comment here from the Utah story where they're trying to gut the voters' intentions. The mom here who is a patient, who's disturbed by the changes, says she's going to take her daughter to the state capitol to watch the lawmakers on Monday. She says, I kind of jokingly said to her, I'm going to show you how Utah politics works. A bunch of white guys in suits are going to stand up at a podium, and they're going to congratulate each other. And, yeah, that's a pretty good summary, I would say.
This is Utah, so they probably don't have a whole lot of minority politicians. But if they were California, half of them would be, of color, of a different gender. And so, I mean, making the same decisions. So to just blame it on old white men, old rich white men. I mean, it's times are changing.
Well, either way, it's still the same behavior, whether it's white dudes or a bunch of different colored people and, you know, and males and females.
Yeah, they're all authoritarians.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to take our rights from us to protect us from ourselves.
And I found the proposed legislation here, and they just gut the conditions.
Oh, man. All right, so more coming up. If you want to share your thoughts with us, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.